Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. Okay, so Avengers Endgame is finally out. Now, this is a quick warning to those of you who have not yet watched the film. This is going to be straight up spoilers. I'm just let you know right now. So if you have not seen this movie yet, you need to get off of this podcast right now. This is the reason why I'm putting this segment at the middle, because I got a lot to say. Okay, I got a lot to say about this, and there's going to be some major spoilers, major things that's going to be said. And those of you who have not seen it, if you haven't seen it yet, and you listen to this, you're going to be told a whole lot, okay? So this is your fair warning right now. If you have not seen Avengers Endgame, get off now. You cannot listen to this. I forbid it, okay? Please. I am not going to be responsible for spoiling the Endgame for anyone who has not yet seen this movie. So this is my disclaimer. This is my public service announcement. And that is what it is. So you have been warned. Okay. So can't nobody. I want nobody getting on Twitter or Facebook or nothing. Talk about it. You spoiled the game. You spoiled the movie. I haven't even seen it yet. No. I told you. So you need to get on. So like I said, if you haven't seen it yet, turn it off now. Okay. I'm going to spend quite a bit of time talking about this a little bit. So here is my opinion. I absolutely loved Avengers Endgame. I really liked the movie. So far, I've only seen it one time. I plan on going to see it again when I get into Sacramento, because I want to go see it in one of those movie theaters where you got to turn your neck from left to right and then back from right to left in order to see the whole movie. I want that experience at least once or twice in my life. So I'm going to be there for 2 weeks, and I'm going to use my free movie ticket to go see, Endgame there in that type of movie theater. I don't care if I got to go by myself. I'm going to do it. You know, it's kind of going to be my own little me-cation. Anyway, I loved Avengers Endgame. I really did. I really enjoyed the film. There were a lot of surprises, there were a lot of cool and great moments in the movie, that I think really made this movie pretty, pretty solid. Now, I do have my gripes about certain things. I can tell you, in my opinion, it felt like they were almost between Infinity War and Endgame. I almost felt like they were two different movies. And the reason why I say that was because the tone of each movie, in my opinion, was very markedly different. In Infinity War, there was so much at stake. Things were happening. Things were moving at such a fast pace. It was literally nonstop on the edge of your seat from the second Thanos got on that Asgardian ship. It was very nonstop. You know, the clock was against the Avengers in this movie. Endgame, however, had a totally different feel to it, where I feel, in my opinion, could have been its own standalone movie, if you will, Avengers 5. You know, I can't even say it's part of a full connecting story. I mean, I'm not stupid. I know it is all part of an ongoing story, an ongoing saga, the Infinity Saga. It is all connected. But I'm saying that in the sense of the tone of the film and where it was in this movie. I do not ascribe to the 3-hour time frame that it had either. And the reason why I feel that way is because there were a lot of things in the movie that I felt were, I would have to say, unnecessary. That didn't really fit, in my opinion, that really wasn't necessary. And I think was drawn out too long in a situation where, of a superhero film. I know that they really wanted to focus in on the effect that of what Thanos had done to everyone, what it had done to the world, what it had done to the Avengers, you know, because their whole thing, they were created to prevent situations like this from happening. And they failed. It was the biggest loss, the biggest hit ever taken upon a superhero team. They straight up, it wasn't that they just lost. They failed. They did not save mankind. Since the Avengers did not stop Thanos, half of all life in the universe was wiped out. And technically it was the Avengers' fault because they did not stop Thanos. Okay? So I see and I understand why it took such a toll, why they wanted to go into why it took such a toll on the Avengers. And, you know, the amount of time it took for them to recover, all of these things. I think the time spent during this aspect, though, was too focused on the characters and individually, kind of, and what it did to them. Captain America and Thor were the two major ones. Thor was hit the worst out of all of them. And this is where it bothers me the most about where with Thor. I and again, this is just me. I want to clarify that. What they did for me, even though it was funny and it was different, what I thought was that what they did with Thor in Endgame was, and this is just me again, I just felt like it was a slap in the face a little bit. It was a bit disrespectful to Thor. It pretty much dismantled everything Thor was trying to do from the very first Thor movie, proving that he was worthy, his worthiness and all of that. And everything he was trying to do by portraying him in this caricature of a person that he had allowed himself to become. Now, I get it. Of all the Avengers, you know, Thor really took a lot. I'm not blind to that. He lost his people to Thanos. He lost his home. He lost the love of his life. You know, Jane, he lost her. He lost a whole lot of stuff. I get that. I understand that. I would have rather, though, have seen somebody that was brooding and dark and had no desire to save the world than to see a fat, gluttonous, beer-guzzling, Fortnite-playing Asgardian who just gave up on being the God of Thunder. And I understand, again, I get why they did it. I get why they did it, which is why it ended up being good. But just in my opinion, as a superhero fan, I felt that was very disappointing in them doing Thor like that. Because it totally downgraded and downplayed everything that he had worked for. You know? I would have rather have seen the roles flip, you know, with Hawkeye and who he became when his family was murdered by Thanos, happened to Thor in that sense, him kind of losing it for a little bit. And I kind of feel like Hawkeye maybe should have had that, or not become some fat dude, but just had, I think that should have been flipped in some ways. I don't know. Maybe I'm judging too harshly. I just felt like it was, I don't know. It really downgraded Thor a lot, in my opinion. Ant-Man did not have as big a role. I mean, he had a good role. He had a good role in the movie. He did a lot. It was good. It was fun. I thought he should have played a much bigger role in everything that was going on. I wish we would have seen more. Well, Hank Pym was gone. But as I keep thinking about everything that had happened, I mean, I know they got rid of everyone, but I think it would have made sense for Hank Pym maybe to be alive, to maybe be an instrument to help get the Avengers back together. You know, it being a driving force of, since his daughter and his wife that he had just gotten back were gone, you know, for an opportunity for him and Scott to bond and them two working together, you know, using the Pym particles and all that stuff in order to get the Avengers together, to get the time stones and all of that. I think in story-wise, I think they kind of missed a golden opportunity there to build more upon Ant-Man and Hank Pym, and tell us a little bit more about that, and having Hank Pym have a more active part as an Avenger, you know, working with Professor Hulk and the rest of the team in that manner. I think a missed opportunity was taken there. And they focused so much on the negative effects that Thanos did to them, that they missed out on a lot of good, rich storytelling opportunities. There were also a lot of things that were missing from the movie. Where was Vision? You know, are we just going to forget the sacrifice that he made and totally forget, you know, that he was actually rebuilt? When they did the snap the first time, everything went back. So where was Vision? Vision was nowhere to be found in this movie. And that was disappointing, because I was really looking forward to seeing the type of Vision that we knew from the old comics. You know, where he was all in the white suit and everything. It gave us a glimpse of that when he had died and when Shuri started putting him back together. I mean, that was the whole point, you know? Where was Vision? I was very disappointed with that. And because he wasn't there, and because he never came back, it kind of discounted the wrath that Scarlet Witch had against Thanos. There was no reward for her at the end, you know, except for, okay, Thanos is beaten. But she had no, there was no closure. There was no, nothing. I really wish, you know, they would have brought Vision back and gave us a different version of the character that would have been a little bit more heartless, a little bit more cold, a little bit more machine than soul, you know, that he had when he had the soul gem in his head. You know what I mean? I would have liked to have seen that. And I think we were shortchanged in that aspect. I wish we would have gotten a little bit more into, you know, because they brought in the Ancient One, who was Doctor Strange's mentor in the movie. I honestly would have liked to have seen, instead of the Ancient One, and I get why they use the Ancient One. I get it. I understand. I would have liked to have seen a nice little twist of them using Baron Mordo. Again, this lending to an opportunity for them to use what happened with Thanos, what had already happened back in Doctor Strange, to further his cause even more to get rid of sorcerers in the world. You know, he helps everyone and, you know, kind of gives a part a little bit. But, you know, I think that could have been a story opportunity that would have been kind of neat to see. But who knows? For all we know, he was taken away in the snap as well. Okay. I just felt like Avengers Endgame was a movie that had a lot of missed opportunities. And I really wish, you know, that they didn't focus so much on the effects of everything. This is a superhero team. I mean, they've faced a lot of insurmountable odds. And again, I get it. They've gone through so much, and it felt like at this point, everything they did was for nothing. You know, they're really going through it. I understand that. I get that. But I just feel the movie in general focused too much on that and wasted too much time on that. Number two, Captain Marvel. What was her purpose except to do cool stuff? They made this big, huge hoopla about Captain Marvel at the end of Infinity War. The whole pager thing and, you know, doing that. Like, this was going to be the character that was going to turn the tide of the entire battle against Thanos, and that she was going to be the one that would, you know, take him out and all of this. No, she wasn't. Admittedly, she did some cool things. She was a little bit cooler in this movie than she was in Captain Marvel, I can definitely say. But again, I felt like the way she was used in the film, she could have been easily done away with. You know, because I don't think she provided very much for the movie, except for the fact that she was a cosmic being outside of space and they needed a character to rescue Tony Stark and Nebula and make a cool scene where she busted through Thanos' ship That was really cool. And to see her single-handedly put Thanos in a headlock and keep him locked, and it was a woman, that's cool. But that's all she was there for, was cool moments. What purpose did she serve for her to deserve the accolades that she was supposedly getting to be the big amazing that she was being hyped up to be? The thing that was going, the one person that was supposedly going to take Thanos on and you know, take him out and save the world. Where was that? She didn't serve a purpose to me. And I think all the hype and the buildup was for nothing. And as I look back on it, it seems like more of just marketing strategy more than anything. That's very disappointing. That's very disappointing to me. Again, these are just my opinions. And it's like, man, Ian, you really didn't like Avengers Endgame. No, that's not true. Again, I really liked Avengers Endgame. But this movie was very different and had a lot of missed opportunities. A lot of missed opportunities. The epic battle at the end where we saw, you know, people, you know, saw everyone come back, all the characters, all of that. Super cool. We even saw Pepper in the suit. Where and when in the world did she get time to use the suit? Where in the world did we ever, in these movies, did we ever see Pepper even at least trying to learn about the suits? You know, even if we got something where she and Tony were kind of playing around and she, you know, he's messing with her saying, hey, put the suit on, you know, maybe, nah, you suck at it, but, you know, eventually, babe, you'll get it. You know, a little something there. There was nothing there. Pepper just showed up in a suit. Yeah, it was cool, but there was no context to it. There was no context to it. And there should have been. It would have made sense. If we even saw something in the movie where to show, that's what they should have showed. That's what they should have shown. They should have shown, if they wanted to focus on how everybody on the Earth was affected, we know the superheroes are going to be affected. And that was already shown in Endgame. In the first 15 minutes of, in Infinity War, and the first 10 minutes of Endgame. We saw that, okay? They should have went back to Earth and focused on how, and some of these, you know, lower end characters seeing how they were coping without the Avengers in some ways. You know, like Pepper, how was she getting along? Maybe at that point, that's when they could have showed her, you know, learning the suit and doing what she needed to do. Maybe trying to figure out something, you know? It just ended up being out of nowhere, her and Tony Stark are together, and they're just trying to move on and forget everything that had ever happened. It's like, really? You know, you guys really are responsible for a lot of what happened. So how can they... I don't know. I didn't get that. Now for the good. There were some amazing parts of this movie that I really liked and I really enjoyed. Okay. You know, the whole idea about the time heist, though I think it could have been refined a little bit better. I don't know. I felt like that could have been refined a little bit. It was a cool idea, you know, having Scott Lang there and, you know, doing his thing. You know, he was there providing balance of comedy relief as well, which was kind of nice in the film. It kind of broke it up a little bit. Showing Tony and Steve, you know, finally having them together and them really hashing it out. And then finally resolving it, realizing that, you know what, this is something that we got to do, you know, and trusting each other to get the job done. I think that was really neat. It was really cool. I loved Professor Hulk. Okay. He was awesome. And let me tell you something. I'm going to say it. Everybody's thinking it. I'm going to say it. Y'all cannot tell me when you guys saw Professor Hulk, he wasn't just a very much bigger, cooler version of Shrek. Because that's exactly who he was. I'm sorry. It was great. He looked amazing. They did such an amazing job. But all I really saw was just a bigger, giant, or cooler version of Shrek. You know, since he's intelligent. It was like, like what? You know, I didn't really see like the Hulk, you know? I mean, it's Professor Hulk, but And you saw the size, you know, you see the strength there because of his size or whatever, but it was just like, it wasn't the Hulk, you know, it was just, I just saw Shrek, a cooler version of Shrek. That's like Steve Urkel and Stefan Urkel, you know, that's who, you know, the Hulk is, you know, the main dude, and Professor Hulk's like, that's Stefan Urkel version of the Hulk, you know, that's what I got out of it. I love the character. It was great. Mark Ruffalo did an amazing job. He was a lot of fun. He was so cool. It was neat. Scarlett Johansson just let her roots grow throughout the whole film. This is a movie she wasn't that impressive to me, unfortunately, but it's okay. And again, seeing as the history of Black Widow and what she's gone through, I'm surprised they made her as emotional as they did. And for them to pick her to die, it was a little backwards in my opinion. She had no reason to die. She really didn't. Hawkeye should have been the one to die. And I think they went with Black Widow to try to get rid of predictability. But having Hawkeye die made more story sense. It made more sense. This is a father who was fighting to get his family back. He had become something that he hated that he was, you know, because of the death of his family, and he wanted to redeem himself. Him dying for the Soul Stone would have been way more redeeming and much more better story-wise than to have Black Widow die. You know, because when Black Widow died, real talk, I didn't feel nothing. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, she died. I wasn't ready. It was like, why? Why? There was no good reason for her to die. You know, and it would have been much more traumatic, I think, had Hawkeye died. This dude was on a suicide. He was suicidal, really, when he became Ronin. He was going around murdering, just murking people all the time. You know, it just would have made so much more sense. And he had become something so different, you know, where he's like, you know what, I want to get my family back, but I'm going to sacrifice myself because I'm ashamed of who I've become. And I'm not worthy to, once they come back, because I know they will. But I'm still not worthy of being the, I'm not the same person anymore. And I'm not worthy of being that guy. So let me take it and let me die and be, that would have been so much better. And having Nat go back there and be in the family and all that, that would have made so much more sense story-wise. But they wanted to go with the shock factor and it was meh. It was mediocre. Mediocre. Captain America was cool when he got back on his Jones again. We all know that Captain America has always been worthy, and we definitely see how worthy he was when he went toe-to-toe with Thanos, with Mjolnir and his shield. Boy, did he go to town on old boy. That was tight. That was one of the coolest scenes in the film. The whole final battle, epic final battle sequence, was amazing. Cinematically is a feat. You know, I don't know how much went into the CGI budget for that, just that final, those final scenes alone. But to see that on a screen was incredible. Because I remember clowning, I want to say Civil War, I think it was. Civil War, watching them two go at it at the airport. It was like five or six of them on each side fighting against each other, you know. it was like they're trying to make it look like this massive battle, but it's not really. So for them to have that final battle at the end, where all of those hundreds of thousands of people versus Thanos' army fighting for the survival at this point of the universe and of the Earth, was really, really cool. It was a huge love letter to all of us as fans watching it, and just a big giant thank you. It was so amazing. It was so good watching the all-female superheroes get together and kick some butt too. That was really cool. That was a nice, that if you're gonna play the feminism card, that's how you do it. And I was all about that life. That was super sick, having all the female characters just go in and just start taking stuff out. Scarlet Witch almost took out Thanos. Let's just own that. What that is. Had he not given the order to shoot from the ship, Scarlet Witch would have killed Thanos, which tells us something, which tells us a lot. And again, why wasn't Vision there? You know, it's just... Finally, another one of my big gripes. This is my big gripe, the thing that I felt kind of cheated on. I have waited, we have waited for 10 years for Captain America to utter two simple words. Avengers Assemble. To have such an anticlimactic war cry was very disappointing. I don't want him to whisper that. There should have been, when he saw those portals open, there should have been so much jubilation and such a resurgence of energy where he just should have, shouted it out to the top of, oh my goodness, so that everyone could hear. You know, Avengers Assemble. It should have been like so epic, you know? But he catches the thing, he catches Mjolnir, and he's Avengers Assemble. It's like, for real, Cap? I waited 10 years for that, pimp? For real? Just for you to whisper Assemble? Really? Like, you can have said that no louder. You can give me like 5 more decibels. You can do that for me, dog? Really? 10 years? For that? For lackluster? You know? Avengers Assemble. Like, come on. Were they going for dramatic effect? I don't know. But that's not a time for drama. It's a time for battle. And that should have been a war cry that it should have been sounded out as soon as Strange and his boys opened up all them portals. Boy, I'd have been screaming it. That should have been... They gotta make a special cut of that where he's actually screaming it out to every single Avenger, because everybody on that battle was an Avenger at that point. You know, that should have been screamed out. You know, I felt cheated there. I'm not gonna lie. I have to say I felt cheated when he said it. It still brought a little tingle because he said the words, but you know, it was, I wanted more. I wanted more, and I was disappointed. I really was. There's so much to this movie that was so good, though. I really did enjoy the movie. It sounds like I bash on this movie a lot, and I probably did. I mean, part of the reason why I'm doing mostly more of the bad is because I really want you guys to go to this movie and form an opinion yourself. If you have seen it, go back and check it out again and form another opinion. I'm probably going to see it, real talk, maybe 2 more times, then hang it up afterward. I saw Infinity War 5 times, hung it up after the 5th time. I'll probably see Endgame 2 more times, and only 2 because of the running time on it. 3 hours, that's a long time. If you're not Lord of the Rings, I don't know if it should be that long. And I don't think the type of story that Endgame was really deserved 3 hours. Not for what we were presented with. Had they gotten other story elements like I had spoken about, okay, maybe, yeah, that deserves about 3 hours, you know, because you're telling a bunch of other stories too, the effects of everything that had happened. But that wasn't what was going on. It was a lot of filler, I think. We missed out on an opportunity to see, Scott Lang's daughter become Goliath. You know, that could have been, it could have been so cool. It could have been so cool. It's just a lot of missed opportunities. And that's my biggest gripe about Avengers Endgame. They could have really utilized what they were doing to their advantage. I would say as an Avengers film, I consider Endgame Avengers 5. Because the tone of the movie was so different than Infinity War. It was so different. These were superheroes and they took their biggest L ever. But at the end, you were still like, all right, man, they got to figure out a way to get him back. Now, how are they going to do it? And then we got this, you know, which is just more dramatic, you know, than anything. And it's just like, for real, y'all just gonna allow the world to just keep on going to crud as y'all licking you guys' wounds for almost 10 years. You know, it's like, for real, there it's it was and concerns with the Marvel Cinematic Universe and how it all connects, I would have to say Endgame was a little bit lackluster in comparison to Infinity War. Infinity War had me going from beginning to end. Endgame had me going to a certain extent. And again, it's so different to me that I just call it, I'm probably going to hear me saying Avengers 5, Avengers Endgame as Avengers 5, because that's pretty much was what it was to me. I didn't feel like it connected with the story as much as that I think they wanted it to. And again, my opinion is not law. That's just how I personally feel. And, you know, I know I'm going to be having tons of discussions about this. I'm going to be talking to all my friends about it and seeing what they do. So over the next couple of weeks, I'm probably going to be asking a lot of my interviewers their thoughts on Avengers Endgame, because I really want to get their insights on it and their take on what happened and how they felt about it. The end of Iron Man, a lot of people were emotionally taken by that. Though pretty cool, I was not one that cried, honestly. I believe they were harkening back to in the beginning of the movies, since the first Avengers, about Tony Stark's role in all of this. And for him to make that final snap, so to speak, to turn the tide of the war the way that he did, that was being set up for that, which brought closure to Tony Stark. Tony Stark had closure, for definitely sure. I don't think everyone else did, though. You know, Thor got to talk to his mommy in the past, and he got his hammer back, which really, in reality, wasn't really necessary, because he had Stormbreaker, which technically shouldn't have happened time travel-wise, because now, if he doesn't have his hammer, if he stole his hammer from the past, what did the current Thor during that time have? there's a lot of holes there that are just like, whoa, wait a minute, you know. But again, we know he got the hammer, you know, they just did a lot of that for, you know, the sake of Captain America and what they wanted him to do, which was cool. It was great. It was cool. Movie cinematography wise, probably one of the most amazing feats of cinematography and filmmaking thus far, ever. They've accomplished so much, and it looks amazing. Everything looks so good. Everything looks natural and real. It's really neat. I really, really, really like the look of the film, the pacing, all of those things. It just did a really, really good job. Really good job with that. Yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on Avengers Endgame? If you've seen it, I would really like to hear your opinions. I'm going to put up a post on Instagram and Facebook, and a question up on Twitter about your thoughts on Avengers Endgame. I want to know what you guys really think. I want you guys to go in. I want you to be honest and let me know what you think. Do you guys agree with any of the stuff that I've said about the film, those of us who've seen it? Do you think it was lacking in certain things? Do you agree with me with the plot twists and the holes that were, and the missed opportunities that were there that they didn't take? How do you guys feel about that? Let me know. I would love to hear from you. The Stuff Podcast Show at gmail.com, on Instagram at The Stuff Podcast Show. Gmail, or I said Gmail already, didn't I? See, I'm tired. anyway, all of those things. Facebook, The Stuff Podcast Show. Let me know what you think. I want to know how you guys feel about it. Okay? All right, guys. Hope to hear from you guys soon. So that's it for this week's episode of The Stuff Podcast Show. I want to thank you guys so much for listening in and taking the time with me to talk some more about news, entertainment, life, all the different stuff that I usually talk about. You guys are so awesome, so amazing, and I really appreciate you guys. Content is growing on a constant basis, and I would love for you guys to continue spreading the word and participating in the community, the social community that I'm trying to build. I'm over on Facebook, so follow the Facebook group, The Stuff Podcast Show. You can also find me on Twitter, at The Stuff IDW, on Instagram, The Stuff Podcast Show. And you can also send me an email. Give me your feedback on the shows, what you think, any show suggestions, topics, and ideas. You can always send them there, and I'll be sure to read them. And I take these suggestions and read them aloud on the What You Say Breath segment of my show. You can shoot an email to me at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you all very much, and I look forward to chatting and hanging with you guys again next week on The Stuff Podcast Show.